You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and territorial lands of the Musqueam people. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Hello, it is the chart show this week. Another week, another set of songs from the charts. It's Kyla. How are you? Hope everyone is doing well. It is awful outside today. It's been awful for a few days Honestly, I think I really don't even remember because when it rains every single day, they all kind of blend together. I think it was sunny for a little bit on Saturday afternoon. I remember like having a nap and then opening the window and there was sun. We were very excited. But it's been pretty rainy. According to the weather channel thing, I don't know how I forgot that. It's supposed to get sunnier this week, so hopefully that happens. Not sure why I always talk about the weather on this show, but in case you can't look outside, I got you. I can tell you what the weather's like. But hope everyone is doing well. It is an exciting day today. It is voting day for the Canadian federal elections, which we will be talking about later. But we've also got new charts this week. So tons of new music hitting the charts that we are going to listen to and think about. Also tons of concerts this week. So we've got a packed show. We've got a lot going on. Midterm season is in full swing. I've got two midterms on Thursday, same day. That's going to be rough. There's only like a month and a week left of school for this semester, which is absolutely bonkers to me. I mean, obviously December has finals, but like, I don't know if I'm ready for school to be done that quick. I'm moving to Sweden in January for 6 months, so that's coming up very quick. It felt like it was so long ago. I've been waiting for like a year. I'm like, oh, it's in January 2020, so far away, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, October is almost over. I am moving in like 2 months, so that's kind of crazy. Halloween is next week, right? Yeah, next week on Thursday. It's my favorite holiday, so I'm very excited to get to celebrate. I understand a lot of people's favorite holiday is Christmas. I'm not bashing your favorite holiday. I'm just saying Halloween is the best holiday because you get to, okay, if you're a child, you get to dress up and you get candy. And if you're an adult, you get to dress up and you get alcohol. Like, there's no bad part for anyone. Like, everyone enjoys it, you know? You get to, like, pretend to be something, as long as it's, like, not racist or, like, culturally appropriating. Like, just choose something nice and, like, easy and funny, and don't try and be, like, rude. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a word that isn't a swear word, but you all know what I mean. Don't be inappropriate in your costume choices. Be like a witch or like a cat or like a mouse or something, you know, or like a tree. My mom, shout out to my mom, her favorite costume ever. If anyone does it, please send it to me because she asks me to do it every year and I don't do it. Is a serial killer. So you dress as like a box of cereal, like Rice Krispies or Fruit Loops, and then you like put a bunch of knives in you and then you're like a serial killer. She loves it. Every year she asks me to be a serial killer. Maybe one day I'll do it. But Halloween is coming up. But yes, all in all, we've got lots to talk about, but we've also got lots of music to play, so I think we should get it started off with that. We've got what you just heard at the very beginning was Armor by Bridal Party off their album Too Much, coming in at number 29 on the charts this week. But we've got a bunch of songs coming up, including Love Again by Melt off their album Swim Slowly at number 25. So I hope you enjoy this one.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Eliza from Mauna, and you're listening to CITR in Vancouver.
What a strange way to be brought together. The ones they've loved have been wounded or died.
Everyone dies.
Yes, but everyone isn't killed. In a way, being loved is like being told you never have to die.
Johnny, good luck to Johnny Canuck and all.
UBC Theatre and Film presents Timothy Findlay's The Wars. Adapted by Dennis Garnham, directed by Lois Anderson, taking us deep inside the mind of a soldier and catapulting us into the mud, smoke, and chlorine gas of the front line in France in World War I.
Emerging artists tell the story of soldiers and their families, not much older than they are now. Timothy Findlay's The Wars is ultimately life-affirming, proving that human connection is all.
November 7th to 23rd, Frederick Wood Theatre. Tickets for students only $11.50.
Theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Indie rockers Rah Rah Riot play the Biltmore Cabaret on November 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.ca and Red Cat Records. Presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
Fermer boutique, c'est difficile, mais quand je regarde au loin, tout se complique. Cigale dans la nuit imaginale, que volume inégale.
listening to the CITR Chart Show on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Difficile by Evelyne Brochu off her album Objet Perdu, a cute little French song. I speak French, but we don't listen. I feel like I don't listen to a lot of French music, even though it's like really good. If you really like EDM and like house music, I think, stuff like that, I feel like the French have really got it, but who knows? A cute song. Before that was Porn Up by Mono off their album Really Well, which was number 14 on the charts, and Difficile was number 13. And then we had Sleepy Gonzalez, a very popular band here at CITR, with their song Kisser off their new album Lover, coming in at 24. And of course, we had Melt with Love Again. All good songs, all good bops. We love a good bop. What's interesting is music is used in very interesting ways in politics as well. This is my like segue into talking about the election. The only thing I can think of is I know like Trump like used a bunch of songs, and then a bunch of bands were like mad that he used them because they didn't want to be like affiliated with him. But there's this one song, it's called Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac. If you were around in the 90s, you probably know it was Bill Clinton's campaign song. And every time I hear it, that's all I think about. And I feel like it's kind of sad because, like, obviously we don't have, like, the same kind of rallies they do in the United States. Like, we still have, like, the candidates go and, like, talk and do their thing. But I feel like they don't have, like, distinct campaign songs. And I feel like that's something they should get. Like, maybe that would have, like, helped out Trudeau or, like, Jagmeet or, like, not Scheer. We're nonpartisan, but, like, Scheer, come on now. He does not stand for anything that I personally believe in, but you do you, I guess. But no matter what or who you support, you should go vote today if you haven't already. I know lots of people, I know I've already voted through like the pre-election and by mail and all that stuff. So like, good for you if you were on it. But if you were not, and that is totally okay, you can still vote today if you are in the British Columbia area. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you still got time. There's a few hours after work if you finish at 5 or so. So you can still go. It doesn't take too long. Apparently, according to CBC, the race in British Columbia is very close, so your vote does count. Don't think that it's wasted. Vote for who you think best supports you. So who is eligible to vote? We're going to go over all of this. You need to be a Canadian citizen. You need to be 18 by October 21st. So if today is your birthday and you are 18, you can go vote. And you need to prove your identity and address. And you can do that in a bunch of different ways. There's three different ways that you can do this. You can show one piece of driver's license or any other card issued by a Canadian government, so federal, provincial, or local, with your current address, your photo, and your name on it. If you don't have one of those, which like is totally fair, I don't even have one of those. My driver's license has my Alberta address on it, not my current address. There's the option to show two pieces of ID, so you can have like a student ID card and a utility bill, or like a citizenship certificate and a bank statement, anything that shows both your name and like that you're a citizen and that you are Canadian, and your current address. Address is important because you need to make sure you vote in the right riding. So I voted early, but I did a mail ballot for Alberta because my permanent address is still in Calgary, so that's where I voted. But if you've lived where you live for like a year, I think your riding counts. You can vote there. I guess you can vote in whatever current address you have. It was just easier for me to vote at home. If you don't have any of those, you can still vote, okay? So don't think like, oh, I don't have like a driver's license. I don't have like my passport on me. I can't vote. You can. You can still vote if you declare your identity and address in writing and you have someone who vouches for you. That person needs to have photo ID and be obviously like of legal age and live in the riding you're in. So find a friend who lives close to you and is very Canadian or has a driver's license or something. You can go and you can say, hey, I live here. This is who I am. And that person will be like, hello, I also live here. And this person is not lying. And please let them vote. So even if you don't have ID, like a card, you can still go vote. It is very important. If you go on elections.ca and you go like how to vote, it gives you, I went home and then it went to ID to vote. And it gives you an entire list of like every type of ID you could possibly use to vote. So it's really helpful. It's really good. You can look up your voting station on the website as well. You can put in your postal address or your postal code, and it will tell you the closest voting stations for your riding. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about all of the other provinces, but I do know about BC. Ours closes quite early. The polling closes at 7 because we are the last province to close, and then they start like counting everything. So we're really influential, and it's really important. So if you have time, no, not if you have time, you have to go vote. Please make time, go vote. And you've got this, and we're gonna come out with a great outcome, and we will probably talk about it next week. But it's important. That's what I gotta say. That was my spiel. I've got some more songs for you, so we'll jump right back into the songs. But go exercise your democratic right to vote, and enjoy these songs. We're gonna continue on. That was my political rant. We're gonna continue on. We're gonna listen to some more bangers from the CITR charts. We're gonna start it off with Runaway by Lightning Dust. So I hope you enjoy.
Rising it out as sun, never look back to what's erasing. Free. All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even, what? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Hello, I'm back. It's Kyla again with the CITR Chart Show on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm trying to like say that more. I feel like I gotta remind people what's going on, you know, because you gotta know what's going on. What you just heard was Dream Reader by Frankie off the album Forget Your Head, coming in at number 8 on the charts. And then before that was Lightning Dust with Runaway. As we always do on the show, we're going to go through some concerts this week. We've got some really good concerts. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to a concert this week. We'll talk about that in a sec. So tonight, Monday, October 21st, once you're done voting, of course, The Who is playing at Rogers Arena, so that's exciting, very influential band. I'm assuming it's going to be a good show. I don't know if it's sold out. If it's not, maybe you can get some scalper tickets, get some last-minute tickets for people who can't go. I know sometimes you can get really cheap tickets that way, so if you don't have anything to do and you are a fan of old rock music, go check out The Who. Thom Yorke is playing at the Orpheum, and Kim Petras is playing at the Vogue Theater. On Tuesday, Tyler Childers is playing at the Commodore Ballroom, and Lena Raine, Danny Baranowski, Danimal Cannon, and Noren Rad are all playing at the Fox Cabaret. On Wednesday, the Wailers are playing at the Imperial, and Teenage Bottle Rocket is playing at Rickshaw Theater, as well as Matt Mays is playing at the Vogue Theater, and Jonathan Bree is playing at the Fox Cabaret. Jeremy Dutcher is also playing at the Commodore Ballroom on Wednesday, so that should be exciting. On Thursday, October 24th, 2019, Dinosaur Jr. and Steve Gunn are playing at the Commodore Ballroom, as well as Last Dinosaurs are playing at the Imperial, and Judah and the Lion are playing at the Orpheum. What else is going on down here? On Friday, Cosmic Gate is playing at Pacific Coliseum, and Big Thief is playing at the Vogue Theater, as well as Jordan Rakai is playing at the Biltmore Theater, and Caro Bonito is playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Medusa is playing at the Mia Nightclub if you're looking for, like, a good party. Lots of DJs going on. DJ Pool is playing at the Waldorf Hotel. That's kind of fun. Gravedigger, maybe, I think, is playing at Celebrities. Let's see what else is going on Friday. There's always lots going on Friday, you know? That's pretty much it. It's pretty good, though. Friday Night Fires playing at the Roxy. On Saturday, Brockhampton is playing at the P&E, so I'm going to see Brockhampton. I'm like a chill Brockhampton fan. Okay, so let me give you a story time. I was never like a huge fan because I just like didn't really care, and I didn't really listen to a lot of hip hop music when they were like super like big, when like, or like when Saturation just came out and everyone was into them. I didn't really care, like I had no issue, I just like wasn't really my type of music. And then I like started to listen to them more last year when I would work out, because a lot of their like really like upbeat banger songs are like super good for working out, and I was like, oh, I'm super into it. And then a friend of the show, Will, who was on last week, they're his favorite band of all time. It's almost annoying how much he likes them, because he, like, if you say any lyric from a song, he knows what song it is. Like, it's insane. And they have so much music, so I don't know how he knows it all, but is totally obsessed. And so he was going, and he was like, oh, you should come. And I was like, okay. And then I had a bunch of friends from work, and so everyone was going. So there's like a big group of friends going, and I was like, well, how can I not go? And Ginger is like a really good album, and I think it'll be super fun. I feel like they're really hype. I go to a lot of indie concerts that are not very hype, but I went and saw Travis Scott in January, and that was super hype. So I feel like it's going to have the same energy. So tickets weren't that expensive. It was like $70, including fees. So if you've got some extra cash laying around and you want to go party, hit me up. I'll be there. Also on Saturday, we've got Noah Kahan at the Commodore Ballroom, which makes me sad because I really like him, and maybe I would have rather go to that, but it's fine. We've committed now. It'll be good. Downlink is playing at the Red Room, and Plo is playing at Fortune on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Built to Spill is playing at the Rickshaw Theater, and Sloan is playing at the Commodore, as well as Crack Cloud is playing at Fortune, and Some Surprises is playing at the Red Gate. So lots of music going on this week. It's going to be a good week full of music. I'm excited to get back into concerts. As you know, I went to a few and then didn't for 3 weeks, and now I am ready to go back. But we still got some songs. We still got some jams for you. So we're going to throw it back. Shout out to my old home. We're going to play Alberta by the Small Glories. This is kind of a sad song. Alberta is not that sad of a place. So that's kind of weird, but it's a really good song. So hope you guys enjoy.
Some green in the northern sky, wave like flags as the stars dance by. Never thought I'd say it, she stole my heart, and it's easy to explain. Alberta is her name. Alberta is her name.
I won't know. Well, it's been a year and I don't wanna be here anymore. I got my bags packed and I'm already halfway out the door. Oh, and maybe on the way home I'll stop at the store and I'll hang out in my room just like before.
That was Serial Song by Sarah Carboni off her album Irrational, which is coming in at number three. And before that was Alberta by the Small Glories off their album Assiniboine and the Red, coming in at number five. I've got one more song for you, but it is the end of our show. I hope you get out there and vote. I hope you go to concerts. I hope you have a wonderful week. I cannot wait to come back and talk to you guys again next week. This last song is by Men I Trust called Days Go By. It's number one on the charts this week, and I hope you enjoy. Have a good week. Be nice to each other. Bye.
Days go by and I still This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.